Northern Minnesota have large districts, and we all have a challenge to overcome on that kind of stuff, but we figure out how to get it done. I served 3 years in the United States Marine Corps. That's why Representative Purcell had to make that comment to me, but that's okay. And I'm really looking forward to this committee, and I've been working very hard to get myself educated on what it does, because I've never served on the committee, and I have sat in on a couple of the former Chair Detmer's committee hearings in the past to see what's going on. It's a good committee. It's like my friend over here said, it's a good day to be a veteran, and I said every day is a good day to be a veteran. So the next on the agenda is in your packets are the rules, item number 4. And the committee rules are largely the same as what they were last year. We didn't do much changing to them. And we're going to do our best to get everything posted well ahead of time so people know what the agendas are, what bills are going to be on the agenda and that sort of thing. So people that have to travel, especially distances, if they have something to say to address this committee, that they'll have plenty of time to do that. And so I'll give you guys just a couple of minutes to briefly look over the rules. The only one that I can see on this, we're going to do our best on getting things to our committee legislative assistant no later than 24 hours prior to the hearing. And amendments, less than 24 hours, but we'll do our best in the case of amendments to get them in on anything reasonable. So. Representative
Detmer. Yeah, Mr. Chair. Well, one thing I like what we have this year is it's a military affairs finance and policy. And this is something that we've been trying to do for some years. And I know I had spoke with the speaker, and I'm glad that this is, now we match the Senate. We match the Senate. So I think that is good that we've done this. So.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to that, too. I think it gives the veterans what they deserve as far as this finance issue, rather than have to have finance bills run through another committee to make sure it gets done. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to clarify on the 24 hours on these different things, is it just kind of by noon the day before? Is that's kind of the general 24-hour rule? Is that what you're doing?
That's what we're going to try to do, yes.
Okay.
Representative Miller. Any other questions on the rules? If that, could I have a motion to adopt the rules?
So moved.
Second.
We don't need a second. We're under Mason's rules. So anyway, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. With that, I'm going to call him Colonel, but Colonel Herkey, our new commissioner of the Department of Veterans Affairs, is going to come and give us a presentation. And Colonel, if you, it's kind of a small committee, so if you don't want to sit way up there at front and you want to sit up here closer, that's fine with me. I'll give it to your preference, and we're just welcome to the committee, and we're all yours. If that's all right with the rest of the committee, it's kind of, he's a long ways away that way, so.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, I am Larry Herkey, and I am the new commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
Excuse me. Commissioner, put the, there you go.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I am Larry Herkey. I am the incoming commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and I appreciate this opportunity to have a little bit of get to know you kind of time. That was appreciated. Ben told me, my legislative assistant told me that you guys were going to take it easy on me this time because it was the first time in the shoot here, so I appreciate the opportunity up front. I'd like to just take a little bit of time to tell you a little bit about myself and where I'm coming from. I'm a lifelong member or lifelong resident of Minnesota. I've lived in Minnesota almost my entire life, except for when I was on active duty. I hail from Mankato, Minnesota, where I went to high school at Mankato East, and I went to college at Minnesota State University at Mankato. It used to be MSU the other way, Mankato State University, but I was there for two different times, one for my undergraduate degree in accounting, and lastly, the time for my graduate degree in public administration. I was in part of the ROTC program. I was one of the first people that went through a four-year program for ROTC. After receiving my commission, I went on active duty, spent some time in Texas, and was deployed to Germany. I was an air defense officer as part of the Army. Served there 4 years and then came back to Minnesota where I became a member of the Minnesota Army National Guard. Lots of different chances for leadership positions over the time. I was unique that I had an opportunity to be a battery commander on active duty, a troop commander as part of the cavalry squadron in Brainerd, and an opportunity then to be an infantry commander in St. Cloud and anti-armor commander, and then spent some time down in New Ulm as part of the Field Artillery Battalion. There I had an opportunity to actually command a battery again, which was a unique opportunity. I actually served with the governor. He was my first sergeant, and we had an opportunity for a year and a half that we spent together. I remember the first thing we did together is I had to teach him. He was a new first sergeant. I had to teach him how to install the screen latrine and the proper location and in the field. So that was a unique experience, but he was new and needed to be taught. So that was part of my job. I spent time on in the Guard on active status, basically as a federal technician. And I was stationed down in New Ulm, Minnesota. Opportunity then to deploy as part of the 1st Brigade combat team that went to Iraq. So I spent the long tour in Iraq. We were there for over a year, about 15 months. We were part of the surge, if you remember, the surge to Baghdad that was in place for a period of time. In that deployment, I was the executive officer for a 5,200-person brigade. We moved food and fuel up and down the main support routes throughout the country of Iraq itself. Came back home, was a mobilization officer for the National Guard, and then went on to be the construction and facilities manager for the National Guard. So I was responsible for the armories throughout the state, the buildings at Camp Ripley, and got an opportunity to do a lot of new construction, renovations, and got into the world of sustainability. Was retired then from the military after 31 years for 2 days and came to work for the Department of Administration, former Commissioner Matt Mossman, as his Director of Sustainability. An opportunity in that position to establish sustainability within state government. We were able to develop the first report on the impact that state government has on the environment and impact in the areas of things like water, solid waste, energy, and procurement and emissions. So we was able to do that working with Dayton administration as a focus for them going forward. This is my 8th day in this position, so I am learning a lot. So if you were to ask me questions about the organization, I know quite a bit about the budget because I've been working a lot on the budget, but there's other areas that, of course, I have a lot yet to learn. Just a couple of the priorities, I guess, in my discussions. I'm sure there's more things, but I think getting a home for all veterans would be amongst some of the most important items that I'd be working on. As of today, we have 237 homeless veterans in our registry, and that will be one of the areas that I put maximum effort to begin with. A second area there that I want to really look at is to target the Gulf War veterans from the Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. Many of the veterans came home. They did their mandatory briefings that they were supposed to. They went to their 30, 60, and 90-day events, but probably did not take a lot of the services so seriously. At this point, you know, talking to veterans, I get a lot of input that we really could use some of these services now, and I guess my job would be to go there and look at methods, communications, where we can do outreach to those veterans, bring them back in and say, these are the things that we have available for you, either from the state level or from the federal level, helping them out. My sustainability background leads me to look at operating costs in our facilities. I think some of our facilities could use a little help in that area. I have about a $42 million backlog of maintenance that needs to be focused in on, so I'd like to be able to free up some funding. Working with the Department of Military Affairs, we were able, through our renovations, to get between 25 and 35% reduction in operating costs when we did major renovations. So I'll be looking at what are the different ways we can optimize the way that we are operating these facilities in order to get more money to be able to take care of ourselves and to reduce costs overall. I also interested in working with the staff to get a renovation and replacement plan in place that would have maybe a 25 or 30 year period where we'd be looking at what are the needs for funding as it relates to capital funding over that period. So that's one of the things I want to make sure we get in place. And then lastly, one of the items given to me specifically are the three new veterans homes, and I want to make sure that the implementation of both the funding, the construction, and the manning of those homes and the training that's required so that we're ready to go on day one, whatever that day one is, that we have all the pieces and parts and we don't end up on the newspaper as it relates to a situation where something has been forgotten or overlooked. I want to be able to operate from day one when we get those three homes constructed. So that's going to take a lot of staff work as far as making sure we integrate the program personnel along with the fiscal side of it, plus the construction side of the project itself. So I'll be looking to bring all those things together. I was asked a couple times why this particular area was a focus of mine. I think I've always liked collaborations. I've always liked working together. The MDBA has a great record of working with stakeholders, and I read in the annual report, the 2017 annual report had about 65 different stakeholders that they work with, and I think given the briefings I've had, it's probably more than that. I think that's important that we continue to work collaboration, so this fits right up my alley. I love veterans. I'm probably the guy that's going to be outside of when I go to the Veterans Administration hospitals that I'm talking to the veteran and I'm late for getting my blood test work done or whatever because of the fact I'm you know, talking to the veteran about, you know, either an issue that he has or just somebody that wants to tell me a story. So I enjoy spending time with veterans. I enjoy being with people of a military mind, and I think this is going to be a great fit, and I really am honored and looking forward to being the 18th Commissioner of Veterans Affairs. And with that, Chairman, Mr. Chairman, if there's any questions, I can field those for you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Representative Detmer.
We have another representative that just came in, and I think you owe me 25 push-ups for being late. Why don't you introduce yourself, too?
Thank you, Representative Detmer. Chair Eklund, my apologies for being late to this committee. I feel like it's my first day of school, and finding my locker. Got lost on the way here, and I think my lunch money's missing, too, so. I don't know exactly what we're doing. I'll just give you a quick background. I represent Anoka, cities of Anoka and Ramsey. That's District 35A. And I served in the Marine Corps and was in Iraq in 2003 and 4 and did a little bit of time in Honduras and Belize and El Salvador as well. So I just look forward to learning more about the issues that we can help vets with. And just appreciate being here. It's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. And it's good to have another Marine on the committee.
Semper Fi.
And, Mr. Chair, I do have a question for the Commissioner. And, first of all, Commissioner, thank you for bringing up the concept of the three new veterans homes, because this is something that we've been working on for many years. And I think Bemidji and Preston and Montevideo, these communities have done a lot of work, and I really appreciate. In fact, that was my first question for you: is where do you stand on that? And you shared it with us. So thank you. My second question: has the governor given you any indications of issues, veterans issues, that it might be a priority for him? And are you able to even share that with the committee yet? I know you're only 8 days on the job, and I'm sure you're going to be meeting with the commander-in-chief, the governor, and possibly if that hasn't happened yet, maybe Ben, when he comes in, he can share those priorities that the governor has, the commander-in-chief. Thank you.
Commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Detmer, the five areas that I talked about were the five areas that I actually discussed with him.
Okay.
And he was nodding his head on all five, especially the homelessness. He'd like to see that.
Yeah.
If I spend any extra time anywhere, that's where he would like me to focus in on. And we see this as a potential quick win for the administration to be able to do this.
Yeah.
We would be the fourth state in the United States to be able to declare with a federal validation that we are a homeless state within the 50 states.
Right.
So that'd be quite a good thing, and I think good for veterans and good for all of Minnesota. I can't tell you, I did do a briefing on this morning, and they're finding that some of the tactics that we're using for the veterans as far as getting them, finding homes for them, that's actually helping Minnesota as a whole.
Right.
And working with the housing and finance, we're finding that the task force that we have together with 11 agencies has been very effective in bringing the homelessness numbers down.
And I shared this with the chair too, Mr. Chair. I have to make sure I follow procedures here in the committee at the first committee meeting. But Commissioner, you have a great team of people that are working under you, and I've learned that over the last several years. And the new chair will also realize that too. That you can't do things alone. You work together with everybody that serves under you. You have a great group that you that you're working with. So thank you.
Chair, thank you.
Any other questions from committee members? It's not often we get a commissioner at our first meeting. So, all right, Commissioner, thank you very much for coming. Ben, thank you. And we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
All right. So this is going to be a rather short meeting because we got thrown into it real quickly. But I want to let you know what some of my priorities as the incoming chair are. And I was glad to see the commissioner touch on this right away. Homelessness. There's some counties in the state that are doing a terrific job, and there's actually some good reports coming out after meeting with these folks on what some areas of the state are doing, and then there's some other areas that aren't doing a good job on homelessness. So you can expect that we will hear reports on the work that people are doing with the homeless veterans in the state coming up in committee hearings. And also my other key focus for the first few meetings is going to be on mental health. So you can expect on veterans' mental health. So you can expect that when we have our committee meetings in the future, that we'll have a presentation on one or the other, or possibly both, from different groups that are coming in, and our staff are working hard on lining that sort of thing up. The speaker wants us to have 1 month of meetings lined out, not necessarily that they'll be online. I think that's more for her to know and stuff like that. But as far as this committee goes, I'm going to do the best I can to make sure that all of you know what we have lined up as far out as we can, in case any of you have interest groups that may want to testify for or against or comment on what presentations we're going to have. With that, our next, I'm going to open this up to the public in case there's any few comments from the public here in a few minutes. Representative Detmer, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, can you maybe it might be too early, but can you explain the process of the bills, how we're going to follow bills from, say, the ways, are both policy and finance going to go through Ways and Means, then come here, or how is that going to work?
From my understanding, the finance will go through Ways and Means, so if we have policy bills that we will be able to get those done, we may have to refer those to Ways and Means, and then it'll go directly to the floor on policy bills. But I assume, since this is finance and policy, at the end we may end up tying some of that all together. So that's a work in progress.
Yeah.
And being a new chair, I'm learning the rules too.
And Mr. Chair, would it be possible to check out, see if we can actually put our own omnibus bill together for veterans issues? That's something that I'd like to be able to do, but we don't know.
Representative Demmer, we will be putting our own omnibus bill together. I have been sitting in on the Ways and Means meetings, and Chair Carlson had the finance chairs together today, and I assume since I was invited to that meeting, we will be putting our own omnibus bill together.
Okay,
so.
Great.
So our next committee meeting is going to be on Tuesday, January 22nd. And we are going to have an overview on presentations from both the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Minnesota Department of Military Affairs. So that'll probably take up most of the meeting. The meetings prior after that, we will hear from either homeless groups and what they're working on, or mental health groups and what they're working on. And I would expect that we will start hearing bills on the second part of each of those committee hearings out of the next two. Representative Demmer.
And Mr. Chair, I'm assuming the blue folder in here, we can keep things in here? Is that for saving?
I should have mentioned that. Yes, it doesn't say that on there, but anything that you want to save, put in the blue folder, and it'll be kept. Anything that you don't want, just keep on top of your packet, and it'll be disposed of. So with that, I'll open up to the public to see if they have any comments that they would like to make, and if you would, just state your name for the committee and come up to the table so we can hear you. So, nothing from the public? Come on. You may not always get this chance, but anyway. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Chair Detmer has told me in the past that this is always a very well-attended meeting, committee hearings, because veterans' issues are important to all of us. Obviously, you can tell even people that haven't had military experience, they mentioned that how closely tied in they are to the veteran community, and it makes a big difference. So with that, the meeting is adjourned, and thank you for your time.